This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Former Everett Silvertip goaltender Carter Hart is on a big-time roll with the Philadelphia Flyers. More on that in a second. Speaking of the Silvertips, Connor Dewar joins us after being named the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. WHL set for the 14th annual U.S. Prospects Camp in California. WHL manager of player development Zach Hodder will fill us in. And former Moose Jaw Warrior goaltender Zach Sachenko is our guest after claiming the WHL Canada West Graduate of the Month. First up, a former WHL Goaltender of the Year award winner has been named the NHL's Rookie of the Month for January.
Hutton, and now Pettersson to blast. Oh, that hit. Diving save. Hart as he flashes across. And Lindblom now just trying to clear the zone.
Rebound. And what a save by Carter Hart. He robbed Goldobin from the left circle. A tremendous save by the Philadelphia goaltender.
Oh, my God. That might be the save of the year right there on Goldobin.
Former Everett Silvertip Carter Hart is flourishing in 2019 with the Philadelphia Flyers. His month of January included a record of 6-2-1 with a 2.33 goals against average and a .931 save percentage in 9 starts. Over that span, he also led the NHL in saves with 283. Recently, he spoke with voice of the Silvertips Mike Benton about settling into the NHL.
When does the feeling of being in the National Hockey League go from a rush of adrenaline to just plain old routine?
I think after the first couple of games, there's times that it can get overwhelming, but you kind of got to bring things back to reality and can't get too ahead of yourself, can't get too high, can't get too low. I know after my first game there, my nerves were going pretty good for my first game, but after that, my second game against Nashville, like, I just kind of realized it's just another game here. Like, it's the same routine here. You're getting on the ice, you're playing a 60-minute game of hockey. I think after I got that first game there out of the way, my nerves kind of were still there, but nowhere near as bad for my first game.
Carter Hart, the NHL's Rookie of the Month for January.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Everett Silvertips forward Connor Dewar has been named the WHL On the Run Player of the Week for putting up 4 goals and 4 assists in 2 games. Once again, voice of the Silvertips Mike Benton has more.
Tell me why it's so enjoyable playing and producing with this team.
It's just because from 16 on, you know, this organization gave me an opportunity to continue to develop and excel just by not being the most skilled guy, but coming ready to work every day and developing skill that way.
Dennis Williams, the Silvertips head coach, said great players put pressure on themselves to perform. Now, there's good pressure and bad pressure, obviously, but what goes through your mind the morning that you're out of bed for a game this late in the season or even in these last 2 games this past weekend as well?
You know, you got to look at your matchup and you see it's a divisional game. You don't want to really treat any game different than any other, so you just kind of go through your routine and just hopefully you have your best performance you can, maximize your preparation.
When we talk about preparation, what goes into it, why is it so important, and how much should you elevate your game when you serve as a captain in that kind of role as well?
Well, the talks I have with Willie is he knows he can count on me to be consistent and always be ready, and that's why all of our leadership guys are in their positions, because they've been around for so long, played so many games in the league that they know how to prepare themselves, but also to pass on the knowledge and how for other guys to prepare.
Had a couple of goals this last Friday in Kent, Washington. Followed that up with what was not so much a routine 6-point game, but very satisfying toward the very end. Can you really tell a difference in maybe even your game and also your teammates' level of confidence, and with that, the amount of times the puck has gone to the back of the net, and say versus about roughly 3 weeks ago?
Starting to pay off. That I guess that drought's starting to show. All the goals we couldn't score then are starting to go in now, so it's nice, and it just kind of shows how hockey's a bit of a streaky game, or kind of a, I don't want to say fluky, but a little bit like that.
And I even heard a great quote one time from Mike Babcock, head coach of the Maple Leafs, where you want to almost experience adversity at some point of the season until you actually experience it and it's not so much fun. But when a team comes out of a slump or a lull like that, what do you think makes them better in the long run?
I think it just brings everyone together, and then you build some resiliency and some character, and you really see what your group's got in them. So it's nice to see everyone come together now and tighter than ever and winning games.
It seems like at this point, the winning streaks are 5 games, 6 games, 7 games, even as at one point close to 10. Can you understand the level of production with this team, not just in cohesiveness, but also in production, whereas, say, versus roughly 1 year ago with a team that went so deep into the postseason?
It's pretty similar, you know. It's not every night it's a different guy having a big night. You know, it'll be Bryce, myself, Zach, you know, and Riley comes back. Sometimes the younger guys are having big nights, the defenseman, Wolf, he can steal a game for us whenever. So it's special. It's a similar group, pretty similar makeup as it was last year.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Western Hockey League will again be heading south this spring for the 14th annual U.S. Prospects Camp. The top draft-eligible U.S. prospects will convene in front of WHL managers and scouts. Manager of Player Development in the WHL is Zach Hodder. He's helping coordinate the camp. He says his experience as a player is helping him in his new role.
It's helped me a lot, especially playing in three different divisions like I did, three different provinces. I definitely bounced around a lot. The joke here is, you know, what team didn't I play on in the Western League? So it helps me when I'm, you know, I'm talking with parents, I'm talking with players. You know, being from Vancouver and then having played in Prince Albert as well as Medicine Hat and Saskatoon, you know, these are places that are pretty far away from the Lower Mainland, but you know, in the Western League, there's standards, and all the teams and all the different clubs in the Western League do follow those.
All right. Well, Zach, no doubt now one of your roles is to help organize the U.S. Prospects Camp. It's coming up. There's a different date and a different location for this year's camp. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're heading to Irvine, California. It's a little south of Anaheim. They built a brand new facility there for the Anaheim Ducks called Great Park Ice. And we've also moved the camp from Saturday to Monday to a Friday to Sunday, so make it a little bit easier on parents and kids for travel. And you know, we think it's going to be an exciting camp. We've got a lot of our Western Hockey League scouts and GMs are going to be down there. I've already talked to a few who told me they're coming in early so they can go to Disneyland. But for us, it's all business getting this prepared and getting it set up for these top prospects.
Yeah, look no further than Brandon Carlo, who went to this camp years ago, ended up with the Tri-City Americans, now with the NHL's Boston Bruins. Is there any current WHL players that attended this camp in California?
Yeah, there's quite a few, actually. Jake McGrew is probably the big one that comes to mind. San Jose Sharks draft pick. He's actually signed by them as well, plays on the Spokane Chiefs. But, you know, this year, you know, I've been able to see quite a few of the U.S. teams in our talent pool, which is everything west of the Mississippi. And there's some really talented players that are going to be down here in Irvine. And, you know, it's a great opportunity for our teams to meet with these players, meet with their parents, and, you know, just give them all the information they need on the Western Hockey League.
For more information or to register, how do potential players go about doing this, Zach?
There's a few ways. So you can go to our main site, thewesternhockeyleague.ca, WHL.ca. We put out a press release this week, but the easiest way would be to go to our prospects site. That's prospects.whl.ca. You go to the U.S. Combine, and there'll be a little pull-down tab, and you'll see U.S. Combine Irvine. Click on there, and there's a link that says register here. It's hard to miss, big bold letters. Just go in there, fill out our survey, and then we'll get back to you.
Awesome. Zach Hodder is the manager of player development in the WHL. Thanks for filling us in on the U.S. Prospects Camp this year.
Thanks, John.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Former Moose Jaw Warrior goaltender Zach Sochenko with the Alberta Golden Bears is the WHL Graduate of the Month for January after going 5-0 and really leading his team with some off-the-charts numbers. Zach joins us on the line from Edmonton, from the U of A campus here today. First of all, Zach, in your second year, you've taken over that crease, and boy, things really going well for yourself and the Golden Bears here once again this season.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on the show, John. And no, you said it best. You know, our team's rolling right now. I think I've kind of found my groove here, gotten into a good rhythm here, and it's just something, it's real fun on the ice for sure.
Now, you guys are on a roll as we speak here. I think you're unbeaten in 16, or at least have not suffered a regulation loss over that stretch here. And it looks like the Golden Bears, again, are poised to be a favorite again for a Canada West title and go chase that U-Sport crown again like you guys did last year. What's the optimism amongst the team this year?
Yeah, I think once you had that taste, we had that taste of the U Sport Cup and the Canada West title last couple of years. You know, we've got guys on our team that just want to keep winning, and that's kind of the culture we've established here. That's the culture we were recruited into here. Is it anything less than a championship is almost a disappointment for this school and this program. So our team understands that. We understand the role we're put into. We understand the pressure that comes with it, and our team's just trying to do everything we can to try and go back-to-back here.
Former Moose Jaw Warrior goaltender Zach Sachenko, what's it like to team up with former foes in the league and call yourself one there under the Canada West flag?
Yeah, no, it's pretty funny. I mean, a lot of those guys I've got to go way back with. I mean, guys like Sandy and Coxie and Filper. Those are guys that used to score on me all the time too with their teams, and it's funny. You know, there's no hard feelings or anything like that. You know, it's from the moment I walked in here last year, you know, I was welcomed with open arms. It's just we got a band of brothers in there. The camaraderie is real tight, and it's just it's a real special group.
You had a great junior career too. You have some great numbers there in Moose Jaw for the four seasons you were there. You know, you represented Canada a couple of times, won a gold medal at the Ivan Hlinka Memorial in 2014. So when you look back upon your time in junior hockey, Zach, what was it like for you?
Yeah, no, junior hockey was unbelievable. I mean, you said it best. I had unbelievable experiences. It's something I'll never forget, putting on my jersey, putting on the Canadian jersey, you know, representing Moose Jaw, representing myself, representing my country, you know. And every night at Mosaic Place in Moose Jaw there, when you've got, 3,000 fans screaming your name, you know, it's something pretty special and something I always take to heart. And, you know, if I could do it differently, I wouldn't do anything different at all. You know, I wouldn't change a thing. I had, an unbelievable junior experience, and, my years as a teenager were some of the most memorable years of my life, for sure.
You're a Calgary native. We mentioned the 4 years in Moose Jaw. You are now enrolled in a business program in your second year there at the University of Alberta. How's that going for you?
No, it's really well. My dad's my dad and my mom are both business graduates here. My dad went to U of C in Calgary, and my mom went to U of A. So I just kind of followed in the family's footsteps a little bit and tried to get my business degree here.
WHL scholarship program, you earned 4 years from your time in the Western Hockey League. What has the scholarship program meant to you, Zach?
Yeah, it's massive. I mean, I'm seeing it firsthand now. You kind of hear about it when you're 15, 16, signing into the league, and you don't really know what it's all about. And then kind of when you graduate out of the league and when you finish your time and in junior, you know, you really get to see the full benefits of it. You know, it's awesome. It's it takes a lot of stress off my shoulders here. I mean, knowing that I won't have to be paying thousands of dollars in tuitions or textbook fees or whatever the case may be. And it just it kind of takes a lot of pressure off myself financially and, just all around. I mean, the team here at U of A wants us to succeed, not only in the classroom but in life after, so you get set up well. And it's just it's massive that the Western League can put these scholarship packages together for all the players that play in the league. It's something that definitely doesn't go unnoticed for all the graduates now.
Our guest, Zach Sachenko, WHL Graduate of the Month for January, former Moose Jaw Warrior, now with the University of Alberta Golden Bears. Zach, congratulations. Best of luck the rest of the way as you guys look for another championship, okay?
No, awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thanks for having me on the show, John.
And that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests as well. Thanks to Mike Benton for pinch hitting in Everett as well this week. I'm John Keith.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.